Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe with RT.ie. Apparently it's already 17 degrees in parts of the country, and that's the forecast for the weekend as we approach May Day and the May Bank holiday on Monday week. Not that anyone's allowed to go anywhere, but anyway, Maria, you're dreading the good weather.
I'm dreading it.
Why?
I live in an apartment complex in Dublin too, just beyond the canal there, Ranelagh.
Right.
And we have, every time the sun comes out, the drinkers come out onto the canal. We have, there's no public toilets around, so they come down to our complex, urinate on people's doorways.
Well, they're drinking, that's the problem. It doesn't matter whether they're drinking soft drinks, tea, coffee, Lucozade, Ovaltine, or a Heineken or Bud or whatever. When you drink, you need to pee.
Yeah. That's
and they're peeing on your doorstep.
Not on mine, on six residents that live on the ground floor.
Ah, yeah.
You know, and it's calling on the residents to go out every evening when the sun is out, to patrol the area, to refuse these people to come in and use the walkways where children are playing. They also, you know, do take and they'd have sex openly in the evening time in and around complex. Children, you know, have a little pitch area that looks out onto that walkway. We've called on DCC through numerous emails to ask them to, would they give us a gate, and they said no because of fire issues. We have another entrance that a fire truck could come in.
Yeah, that's something.
You know, there's two entrances, and we're out there every night.
And you say, so will you be? Will some people be patrolling this evening?
Oh yes, yes.
And but say they see somebody about to pee. What do they do?
We just say to them, you know, if they go to come into the complex, we're at the entrance, and we say, sorry, there's no toilets up here.
And where do they go to pee?
They go up the
walkway. I know that's not your problem, says you, but...
You know, but it's not nice, you know, the shrubbery there, and the smell of it when you're walking by, of urine and maybe a number two and, you know, a bit of... You know, the cookie syringes there sometimes, and, you know, so we sort of refuse them and we say, sorry, you know, this isn't a public toilet.
And when people say, well, we've nowhere to go, like, what's
well, they sort of abuse us back, you know, how dare we, you know, refuse them to come in here, you know, which we say back to them, you know, would you like somebody to piss in your elderly mother's garden?
I know.
You know, the amount of abuse that, you know, when if 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock we're there when the sun is out, you know.
So you'd be sitting out there this evening on pee patrol?
Standing, so. Yeah, and we've been on to DCC and they've said no, they will put denser shrubbery, bigger CCTV signs and... what else did they say? They'll put individual railings around the six duplexes front without consulting. You know, they haven't met with us. We've asked to sit down and come up with a plan between the guards because we've had a racial abuse on one family. You know, that us residents have had to call the guards three times. We've asked the guards to patrol the area because there's not a guard seen in the area until 10 o'clock, till the off-license close. They moved them down from the canal. Then they're standing, you know, on the street here. There's elderly people here trying to sleep. It's just a lot of problems. And tell me
about the family that's been racially abused. That's awful.
Yeah, like there's a family that live around the back of the complex and he was driving in with his shopping and there was three youths sitting there drinking and... Yeah. Their bikes were in the middle of the the driveway, and he asked them to move, that he didn't want to, you know, tip off one of the bikes. And he was told, I wouldn't even mention, Joe, what he was called.
Okay, don't. That's awful. But you all, everyone stood together behind that family.
We did, and we rang the police.
Well done.
We went in, and we said we'll stay an extra hour just in case they come back, which they did.
Yeah.
And they threw a rock at his window. Now, luckily, it didn't break, but there's three young children in there. So, you know, we rang the police again. I said, you need to get up here straight away. Mm-hmm. So they were up in 10 minutes. They took himself and two other residents' phone numbers because we've been asking, you know, to have communication with a community guard. So he took our three numbers never got back to us. We've emailed them in the community section of the guards. You know, they can't, they're not answering, you know, and we just feel left behind here because we did go through a regeneration and Dublin City Council promised us the moon and stars. We'd be living in a state-of-the-art, top-security complex.
Mm.
And this isn't the issue. And we just feel we're being fobbed off, not listened to. You know, now that we're here and they sold off the big land that we lived in Tom Kelly Road, which was quite big, with a lot of open and play areas for the children, you know, and this is what we're left to live in. It's depressing. It's, you know, it's annoying. Everybody is anxious, you know, the worry for the children being around when people come in.
Well, don't, you know. The only thing, Maria, don't get into any, like, if these people are looking to pee, unfortunately, they have drink on them, alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
So just be careful, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, no, I do. You know, we don't get into any sort of confrontation.
Now, you have every right to stop people peeing on your doorstep.
Yeah.
But just anyway, okay. Well,
you know, it's not safe even for us to be down there. But you know, this is a complex.
I know, and you're looking after it. Great.
You know, and the children and the elderly.
Maria, what's the weather like there now? I'm chained to a radiator here in the basement of RTE. What's it like outside?
Well, there's a bit of a breeze in the air, but you know, it's Friday evening.
Is it warm out?
It is in the sun. Yeah. You know. But once it's dry, you know, the canal does be...
Oh, I know that. It's a beautiful spot. The swans, you know, and all there. It's gorgeous.
It's worse now with
the toilets
being closed.
There's no toilets.
Yeah.
That's your point, yeah.
Yeah.
No public toilets. Okay, Maria, mind yourself, and I hope the weekend goes okay. Thanks, Maria. Thanks.